recent survey by Forbes says 68% of Americans don't contribute to employer-sponsored plans such as a 401k. 56% have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. And 42% of us will retire broke. You don't want to be a part of those statistics. And the good news is, you don't have to be. Hi, this is Steve Zabriskie on Radio Daddy-O with Your Money. If you think you can live off your Social Security check, or if your retirement plan is that lottery ticket you bought yesterday, then you will be a part of those dismal stats. However, no matter whether you've started a serious retirement plan or not, it's almost never too late to get something going. Where many people who may have started late may make a big mistake is thinking that because they don't have a lot of time to save, they have to buy into higher-risk investments, looking for bigger returns in order to catch up. The vast majority of the time, that's a recipe for disaster. While there's no question that growth is necessary, it's always better to be somewhat prudent with retirement funds. After all, when you get to retirement, it's much more beneficial to have something as opposed to nothing. In addition to starting to do something as soon as possible, a good long-time rule of thumb to follow is to match the amount of safe or conservative investments in your portfolio to your current age. In other words, if you're 30 years old, you might consider 30% conservative, such as bonds or cash, and 70% in higher-risk growth equities. You can take more risk because you have more years until retirement, and therefore more time to recover from any market downturns. Conversely, if you're 60 years old, your portfolio should probably be more like 60% conservative and only 40% in higher-risk investments. Obviously, the closer to retirement, the more you need to focus on preserving what you've accumulated rather than risking any more of it than you need to. Investing for some growth is always appropriate, even when you're actually in retirement. After all, you want to try and at least keep up with inflation if you can. But never forget that the ultimate goal is to be able to turn those accumulated assets into income that hopefully will last the remainder of your life. So if you haven't started or feel that you're behind the savings curve, get going toward a healthy retirement, because having and sticking with a good retirement plan is one of the best ways to take care of your money.